Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
From the deer stand to the bass boat and everywhere in between, Hunter's Hollow has all you need. Firearms, ammo, bows, fishing rods, and more. The latest in gear and accessories, plus Thunder Hollow Indoor Gun Range. Hunter's Hollow, Highway 6 West, between Oxford and Batesville. Online, huntershollow.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Tuesday night, this edition of the Rebel Report Podcast. My name is Michael Borky. Always appreciate you here. Little late tonight. We had, currently still have, an air conditioning crisis here at the house. It's not cooling. Now, luckily, I think the issue is like a capacitor, a quick fix, as opposed to something insane and like wildly expensive. The unit's still drawing power. It's a pretty new unit. Air was still blowing out of the vents. I think we're okay. We'll find out in the morning. But it got to 80 degrees at one point in here. Had to rig up some fans and open the windows and do all that stuff to make sure that somebody doesn't sweat in his sleep tonight, although it's probably still going to happen anyway. So that's why we're late. Crisis not averted, but got, again, somebody coming in the morning. Hopefully it's not anything intense, because the last thing that we need in this house right now is a four-figure anything at the moment. So, knock on wood, fingers crossed, whatever it is, that's not what it is. I am far less worried about the 80-degree night as I am the cost that comes with that. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. Day two of Lane Kiffin talking to any media outlet that's willing to publish whatever he says. And so, unfortunately, we do have to talk about that tonight. You can't ignore it, even though I was hoping to talk a little bit about regional projections tonight. Just not on the docket. Also, you got kickoff times, two kickoff times for Ole Miss were released today. So we'll talk about that and more on this edition of the show. Don't forget to please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Also, right here on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. I would really appreciate that. And this edition is brought to you by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. The heat is on, literally. We are feeling it right now across the great state of Mississippi, which means, as you know, it's about to start becoming grass cutting, property maintenance season. And you want to get on top of, behind, or get with John Deere. And they've got that at Scruggs. This is a horrible ad read. I hope they'll forgive me for that. You got 0% financing for 36 months on all commercial mowers. You can get a Gator for 1.9% for 36 months for, again, for your property or just messing around in the neighborhood. Those are perfect. Compact tractors at 0% for 72 months. 5-series tractors, the big stuff, at 0% for 84 months. 0-turn mowers, 0%. You guys catch a trend by now? For 36 months. If you're buying a John Deere through Scruggs, you get 0% on everything except for Gators, and that's just a whopping 1.9% for 72 months there. They've got everything you need under one roof for your farm, for your lawn, for your garden, anything in between. Boots, a great selection of boots, fishing, clothes, the cheapest beer in town, Scruggs in Saltillo, 3575 Tom Watson Drive. Go see them, and when you do, tell them that it was me that sent you there. All right. So, quite frankly, we don't need to go through the two new articles today. So you get the Vanity Fair thing, and it runs wild. And then you get on three with an interview where he explains yet again why he left Ole Miss. And then also in USA Today, yet another Lane Kiffin gives exclusive quotes about Ole Miss. Three separate interviews he gave to media outlets about Ole Miss before noon on Tuesday. The three of them get published before noon on Tuesday. And again, we don't need to relitigate what we said yesterday, because that part of it really hasn't changed. There's no new information here. Other than in the On3 article, he yet again is trying to downplay expectations in year one. People buy that in May. You got LSU media today running cover, supporting that idea that, year one doesn't matter. Year one, no, it's a rebuilding project. Year two and three is what matters. Sure, in a traditional sense, yeah, coaches get grace periods in year one. Not when you spend the money that they've spent, and not in the portal era do you get a throwaway year one. That's easy to buy in May. People buy that. Clearly, people are buying that, that cover his program now anyway. That's easy to say in May. But when that third loss hits, if that third loss hits, the people that paid the buyouts, that bought the roster, are not going to care if it's year one or year 10. When you spend what they've spent on this football team, nobody's going to care that you spent the offseason trying to tell them that it's a building year and this is a year three thing, not a year one thing. They buy it now. They're not going to buy it if you don't make the playoffs this season. Watch, because that's exactly how that's going to go down. But otherwise, it's no new information. It's the same quotes. There was a half-hearted apology in there that none of you bought because you shouldn't have. And it is what it is, right? Lane Kiffin's going to do things like this. It is what he does. He is willing to burn bridges that he is presently standing on, even though 6 years spent at a place is just willing to do whatever he can to try to make himself look like the good guy and Ole Miss the bad guy in this situation. And what you saw today was something that we talked about briefly yesterday and also on the radio show some, is this is the reaction. Today is the reaction of somebody that did not expect yesterday to have the backlash that it got. There was a time where you could say the things that he said about Ole Miss, and everybody would just, yeah, you're right. Gosh, good job getting away from those evil, terrible people that you know, things happened a long time ago there, and you're such a hero. Good job, coach, for being brave and speaking out. There was a time where people would have done that. He is absolutely the wrong messenger for that kind of message. It's not like he moved across country. He moved to Baton Rouge. That also causes it to fall flat on some people. But also the national reaction to this from non-LSU fans and burner accounts online, the college football ecosystem, and that's the one that he operates in, thought that it was garbage. I did not see a single reaction from a legitimate college football media person or sports media person, legitimate, that praised him for what he did. It was almost universally criticized. Not surprising. As we talked about last night, the national reaction was largely, what is he doing? Why is he doing? That makes no sense at all. And today, that was confirmation, trying to continue to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, and trying, the more you say it and the more you talk about it, eventually people will start liking you again. That hasn't happened. And so I think it's difficult to do, right? It's hard to watch somebody conduct themselves the way that he does at times and ignore it. But I think today is confirmation that the approach that that he has taken versus the approach that Keith Carter, leadership at Ole Miss, has taken, Pete Golding, has taken publicly about this. One of them is handling this the correct way, and one of them is not. And, I mean, this news cycle is going to die down quickly. Now, he's going to keep doing stuff like this because it's what he does. He's going to keep fanning these flames unless Greg Sankey steps in, which good luck expecting that. This will come back up from time to time. But I do think today was an obvious example of people not buying it. People aren't buying it, and he doesn't know what to do or how to handle that, and is just going to continue to say the same things and rehash the same things to whatever friendly media outlet is going to publish his quotes without being checked. So, honestly, I think the reaction yesterday that we talked about on the show and we talked about here, the more I think about it, the more it's not worth the time that we're giving it right now. I hate that Mississippi gets talked about the way it does, knowing that the progress that has been made here. It's a shame. A lot of people have not seen it for themselves, that they don't know what modern Mississippi looks like, who think that they have opinions that are accurate. They're not. I hate that. But I think that you have been able to overcome it from a university athletic perspective time and time again. And this time it's not even being taken seriously. So I wouldn't worry about it. You've built a great football roster again. You're getting more applications to the school than you've ever gotten before. Money's coming in. You're getting athletes and regular students to come to your school. Whatever the hell Lane Kiffin says is not going to change the forward positive momentum that exists at that place. Don't even worry about it. It's not worth your time anymore. You can almost smile and laugh and see that somebody that's got an almost $100 million contract to coach football is spending their time obsessing over trying to get people to buy what he is selling on why he took the job that he currently has. It's not affecting you at all. It won't. You have dealt with a lot worse than this week. So there you go. Not very intelligent thoughts from me tonight. Sorry, I thought I did a lot better job last night than I did tonight, but because it's the same stuff, it's not going to stop. But the more these articles come out and the more you let that happen, the better you look, because nobody's buying it. That's the takeaway today. Nobody bought it. Nobody's buying it. So don't worry about it. Podcast is brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every day with their online banking platform, local loan servicing, and decision making. 16 locations in Mississippi. It's in the name. Switch and bank with me at Priority One Bank. Also, Logan Smith, Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500. Anywhere in Mississippi for all of your auto, home, life, and insurance for your business. Logan Smith has got you covered. Award-winning services. And even if you have insurance, it's worth a phone call. What's it going to hurt, right? You'll probably love what you hear from Logan Smith, and you'll probably want to switch to him. It's worth a five-minute phone call, 601-823-3500. All right, we got two kickoff times today. Already know the Louisville game's kicking off at 6:30 on the opening Sunday. We now know the LSU game is going to also kick off at 6:30 on ABC. Not surprised. That's going to be College Game Day. It's your game of the weekend. I'm just going to do this every time. I'm just going to keep repeating this. And it's going to get annoying to some of you, but I think it's important that this becomes the messaging around this game. I am not telling you not to create an intense environment. I'm not doing that. But again, I say, Do not let this turn into a sideshow. That is what everybody involved wants. That's what Lane Kiffin wants. That's what College Game Day wants. That's what the big media wants. That's what they want. They want a sideshow. You're already seeing the way this game is being discussed. Got to bring in the National Guard. It's going to be insane. That kind of conversation. They want a repeat of 2021 Tennessee. That's what they want. Lane Kiffin gave quotes today to USA Today. Gave them today, or at least recently. It was published in USA Today before noon today, where he talked about how Ole Miss fans hate him at a way different level than Tennessee. Just fan the flames, fan the flames. Do not give in to that. You cannot let this self-police this. I'm not worried as much in the stadium as I am the bad actors that are going to try to do things around the stadium, but the security measures are going to be there. They're working on it. That they're probably going to have to continue to add to what they're preparing to do. But do not let this become what they all want it to become. That being said, it's going to be nuts. The television rating for that game is going to be unbelievable that night. So not surprised. It's the game of the weekend. College Game Day is going to be there. I did wonder aloud on the radio show today if this will be the first time that College Game Day is going to show up to a campus and they're not going to be quote unquote welcomed by the fan base. Now, it's not like you guys are going to, you know, beat up Kirk Herbstreit or anything like that, but this is a show that spent multiple weeks with personalities on that show, spending multiple weeks doing what they did during the whole should he not coach saga. And I don't think you guys have forgotten that. The CAA love fest that went down, the absolute, the inaccuracy of what they, like, got, getting objective facts wrong, number one, but the way that they talked about and discussed this, how transparent all of it was, you guys haven't forgotten that. I interact with Ole Miss fans every day. It's literally what I do for a living. I have not talked to a single Ole Miss fan. I've not heard from a single Ole Miss fan that is excited or anything other than unwelcoming to College Game Day coming to the Grove that day. Every time Nick Saban speaks, he's going to get booed. None of you want to hear from him. None of you want to hear from Kirk Herbstreit. It's fascinating. The last two times College Game Day came to Oxford, I mean, you guys lost your minds. It was, and as you should have, it used to be the mark, like a big deal, right? They're not going to be received the way that they usually are. And they filter people out. They have barriers and stuff. Like, it's not going to get violent or anything like that, but nobody's excited about this. Nobody that I've interacted with is excited about it. And you should not be. And I don't know what the crowd or anything around game day is going to be like in terms of numbers. Personally, if I were Keith Carter, maybe this is a little extreme, but if I were Keith Carter, I would tell them, you have to prove to me that it's not going to be a CAA love fest this time. You have to prove that to me before I let you take my Grove stage and have to displace people, my fans. Again, I'm talking like I'm Keith Carter. I have to displace my fans at their spots that they pay for you to put on your show. And if your show is going to do what you did last season about that, about my school, I'm not letting you up there. Just, we're not, you can go set up by the basketball arena or whatever. You're not going to set up in the Grove if that's how you're going to approach my program this time. That's what I would say if I were him. I don't know what that means, but I know that you guys haven't forgotten. And I think that they aren't going to expect the ugly reception that they're going to get when they show up to campus. Also, Egg Bowl, 11 a.m. Black Friday. Expect that time slot moving forward. It's a good time slot. I know people love Thanksgiving because of tradition or whatever. Nobody watched on Thanksgiving. Nobody cared. Nationally, nobody cared. Now, you might be one of those people where it doesn't matter to you, and that's fine. If you don't care about, you know, the game being watched by a lot of people around the country, you know, I don't blame you for it. It doesn't matter. But if you're the type of person that wants national exposure to be on your program and your game, this time slot's great. It's ABC. The number last year was huge, especially considering that Mississippi State was bad going into the game. That network helps. That time slot helps. That's a good spot for that game to be. And it's hard to envision a better scenario until Mississippi State starts playing better football and drawing more attention. Until then, this is the best that you can ask for from a time slot exposure perspective to me. But you're free to disagree. And I hope you do. So also Judd Unimark passing the home run total tonight. Really good stuff. And you know, it's nobody's fault. It was UT Martin. I wish that would have happened on an SEC weekend so he could have gotten like a real curtain call. That would have been cooler, I suppose. But yeah, good moment there for Ole Miss. And they took care of business tonight. RPI, I don't believe, got hurt. Let's see. Let's make sure that Ole Miss did not. Nope, still at 13 as of right now. So didn't lose the game. Saved themselves the embarrassment that, like Kentucky, for example, canceling their game because of difficult travel circumstances from the weekend. Stuff like that. Ole Miss didn't do that. They played the game. They won the game. Didn't hurt them at all. Good on them for jumping on UT Martin early. And now it's all about this weekend. We got the regional projections today. Win two, you're hosting. Anything less, you're not. It's really that simple for Ole Miss this weekend. We'll see if they can pull it off. So, again, sorry for being late. And again, my thoughts were not sharp like they were or like they have been in the past and last night. This was not my best job, but I'm over here looking at the camera. Got the room down to 75. So that's sleepable. Got fans blowing and stuff in there too. So hopefully that's okay. But my mind's like just not here right now. But anyway, glad you guys are here right now. Feels like another stream for you to rant. I don't know if I have too much to add. Yeah, sorry. And maybe I did ramble too much. Just will not stand for Mississippi constantly being talked down upon, saying a place is segregated is so offensive. Exactly. And, you know, you can claim it's not calculated all you want to, but when you imply that, and here's what's so stupid about it. This is why nobody buys this, by the way. It's the wrong messenger. If it was this, if the place was segregated, as you implied, why did you stay 6 years when you had opportunities to go elsewhere? Why did you move your children and your ex-wife to such a terrible place? That's why nobody buys it. Why didn't you ever speak up about this publicly when you were there if it was so bothersome? If it was such an issue, why didn't Walker Jones ever have a player? He's the guy that pays the players, that negotiates the contract. Why didn't he deal with that? What? That's why nobody buys it. Especially because of the messenger. And then the last thing I'll say about this part of it, because I don't think what he said really warrants being addressed beyond this, because it's a desperate attempt for somebody to try to get public favor back on his side. That's obviously what this is. You could take the high road. He chose not to. Whatever. But if it was such a terrible, horrible, awful place that was segregated, as he implied, and you can't get good players to go there, all the things that he said, if that is true, when he left, why did the best players on the team choose to stay. Kiwon Lacy could have gone to any school in America. Any of, literally all of them, every single football program in the country would have taken Kiwon Lacy if he was so desperate to leave, if it was such a horrible place. Why didn't he? Why didn't Deuce Alexander? Why didn't Luke Haz? Why didn't the interior three offensive linemen that all returned? Do you guys know where Bryson Sanders could have gone? Where Townsend could have gone? Where Kutas could have gone? Where Will Echols could have gone? How was Pete Golding? Because the implication was that the players loved Lane, but they couldn't go there because it was Mississippi. That's what he said. How was Pete Golding able to get these group of elite-level defensive players out of the transfer portal? None of them have ties to Mississippi. Keaton Thomas is, like, he's not a Mississippi guy. Luke Ferrelli's not a Mississippi guy. Crawford's not a Mississippi guy. You see what I mean? Daryl Gill's not a Mississippi guy. Why did he transfer to Ole Miss, despite having Oregon trying to get him, if it was so horrible? Why are the opinions of those people totally invalidated in this kind of discussion? It's because it's dishonest. And I am somebody that's not from here. And I'm very proud now that I call this my home. But I have family scattered all over the country. Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, Texas. I have close friends in Tennessee, Louisiana, California, all over the country. They all have the same experiences. Most places are, every place is flawed. There's no flawless place. Every place is flawed. If you're in the South, there's history that, you know, you're not proud of everywhere. I grew up in a state that has history that's not really worth being proud of. I live down the road from Clemson. Look up how Clemson got its name. It's like that. It's rooted in it. And a lot of people in this state have done a lot of things to make it better, and they're succeeding. To distance themselves from the past, they're succeeding. Great things are happening at Ole Miss and in Mississippi. And it frustrates me too. Bothers the hell out of me that this is what the conversation became. And it's a lot of people that are unwilling to experience for themselves. They just point from afar and pretend like they know what it's like to live here today. And they don't. But again, I don't think the important people in this ecosystem didn't buy it. It bears repeating. The nobody bought it. It didn't work. His Q rating didn't change at all. In fact, it got worse this week. Look at the stuff, the memes, him being AI'd into points in history, and it's people are just mocking him for being a hypocrite. His Q rating went down this week. So don't stress about it. Your take on the Kiffin situation yesterday was 100% correct. He's a desperate man who I believe is shocked that he's not being painted in a good light, so he's poking at scars he knows hurts. If it's not clear, Ole Miss is completely in his head. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. The quiet strategy from Ole Miss might just be the best course of action. Yeah, I mean, especially at this point, it looks like, you know, don't interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Don't think Kiffin should be allowed on the podium at SEC Media Day. I mean, he's got to. I do wonder, you know, what the hell the league office, what are they doing here? And it's not just this, but this offseason, what is the conversation about the SEC? It's this Kiffin garbage. It's leagues getting worse. It's why'd you go to 9 conference games? It's 2014 playoff. It's please Congress save me. What's the conversation around the Big Ten right now? Look at how good our football teams are. Look at Indiana. Look at Kirk Cignetti. Ooh, Ohio State's going to be really good again. Wow, Oregon's got a nice roster. Oh, look at Penn State. Matt Campbell brought a lot of players with him. They're going to be solid this year. Michigan gets Kyle Whittingham. Oh, you know they're going to be tough. Ooh, Pat Fitzgerald back at Michigan State. Man, the Spartans are probably going to be tough now too. Look at the Big Ten. Last 3 national champions. Look at how good the football is. That's all the discussion. That's all from the Big Ten. And here in SEC country, it's garbage. It's absolute garbage. And I don't know if it's arrogance or if it's the inability to get this right or get this under control, but the SEC has completely lost the intimidation, the messaging, the control on college football. They've completely lost it. And now the offseason talking point is, no, you have a worse racial history. No, you do. No, you do. Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin. Nothing about football. But the conference that's passing you, all talking about football. The league office needs to get the league under control. They need to get this situation under control. They are failing right now. They are failing. I've been in media in one way or another for 15 years. No, I went to journalism school. That doesn't count as being in media. For 12 years, I have worked at a media company. I've not seen the SEC in a situation like this before. Down bad is the right way to put it. Rudderless. Maybe things are happening behind the scenes visually. They are doing nothing good right now. This will continue well into the summer. I want to see him pressed on this at Media Days. He won't be. Spoiler alert. Under all this stuff going on, is the winner actually State for hiding under the rug? No, but here's the thing, Tony. The reason that Mississippi State is not involved in this is they're not good enough at football for anybody to care. That's part of all. And then the Sark deal too, which I mean, roll your eyes at that. I don't think that's worth getting into like super intense at all, to be honest. That's just a roll your eyes thing to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm off on that, but this is only happening because Ole Miss is good. Do you think, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Do you think that Lane would be doing all this had he taken 15 to 20 players with him like he wanted to? I don't think so. If Ole Miss wasn't a threat anymore, if they didn't have this roster, I don't think it would be going down like this. They're a threat. People are starting to wake up to that too. Saw a couple of national media guys say, hey, if Ole Miss wasn't any good, would this be the thing going on today? No. Nope. Ben said today Ole Miss also has a $40 million roster. Is it all or nothing for Ole Miss? No, it's not all or nothing. This is who they are now. The Ole Miss is doing everything they can to annually build nationally competitive rosters. This is not all or nothing. This is what they've been doing for years now. You think that you can win 50 games in 5 years just because of one person? No. It's an entire ecosystem. And if any of those parts are failing, they can't do what they've done. It's not just one person. It's everybody pulling the rope in the exact same direction. That doesn't end because one person leaves. No, it's not all or nothing. Shane with the super chat. Thank you, LSU fan Shane. Says, I'm an LSU fan and hope Lane does well. That said, not a fan of this. All Southern states have things in our history that aren't great. It's just, like I said last night, I'm not going to relitigate it. It's just a shame that somebody has chosen to not afford himself the opportunity to have a really strong legacy at a place that he spent over half a decade. My Dan Mullen example, I think, was a good one. Mullen, as the years go by, state fans think of him more and more fondly because when he left, he kept his mouth shut. Went on a podcast in an interview about how much he loved Mississippi State. Oh, I love the people there. I mean, implied that he regretted leaving, even. This was a few years ago. Now, when Dan Mullen is done coaching and he comes back, he's got a legacy. He'll be honored. There's none of this. He didn't make it about him. So sick of him, I am too. I'm sick. I'm so tired of this discussion, this conversation, this whatever it is. I am exhausted by it as well. Rational LSU fan should not like this. This continues to distract you from your own program. Surprise, surprise. Yeah, but it's a feature, not a bug. This is what you get when you hire him. That's what Ole Miss got. It was more about him than it was Ole Miss. This is what you get when you hire him. But, I mean, it wasn't like this for 5.5 years at Ole Miss. It wasn't like this. The end of 2022, it went like this. And starting in about October this past season, it went like this too. But not this bad. Not this, I mean, I guess deranged is the wrong word. But it seems out of control. I almost kind of believe that it's not calculated. I don't think it's calculated. I think it's panic. Would Mike's Live let this happen? Hell no. Hell no. This would not be going on under previous conference leadership. Sankey looks really bad here. Not only did he allow this fiasco to happen the way it happened, but now he's saying an institution is essentially racist and another coach is calling us stupid. See, so the Sark stuff about the basket weaving was not as bad as some other things that he said. That was just the funny pull quote. The head coach at Texas lecturing about following the rules is like Tiger Woods complaining about bad drivers. It's my favorite thing I tweeted today. I said on the radio show too. It's like Mick Jagger calling relationships with big age gaps gross. And oh, by the way, it wasn't just LSU that was driving up Kiwon Lacy's price, by the way. There's at least another Ole Miss player that had his price driven up by a particular school, coached by a particular person that had some things to say in an article today. It wasn't just LSU. But why isn't anybody following the rules these days? Yeah, I don't care what Stephen A. Smith said. Sorry, I know that was dismissive, C. Rogers, but I just... Well, I will not click on it no matter what. I'm not going to do it. And we'll get two whole college game days where he rehashes this again. Oh, yeah, he'll get to sit on stage the morning of the Clemson game, and they'll say what, let him say whatever unchecked. And then they're going to turn around 2 weeks later and go to Oxford and expect you guys to roll out the red carpet for him. I wouldn't. It's not up to me. I won't be there. I'll be up in the press box. If there's not a soccer game that afternoon, which there better not be. Those are supposed to be in the morning. So hopefully there's no conflict there. But I wouldn't. It's not up to me. I don't make that decision. I wouldn't receive it well. I wouldn't go. I would almost consider boycotting the whole thing as a fan base. Just, not worth the time. Not going. Set up next to the pavilion. If LSU fans want to go waste their time over there, they can. I'm not going to tell my people to support that. Concern for public safety on the 19th. Lane isn't who I'm concerned about because he's going to be fine. I'm concerned fans will act out and fight each other. I'm afraid someone could get really hurt. By and large, I think that there's going to be enough self-policing and actual policing and security to limit that. I'm more concerned about people coming from the outside. The dirt and bad stuff on Lane, it's not even worth it, or in some cases possible to air that dirty laundry, not to mention it was covered up in different aspects. Yeah, I mean, the high road is the correct road to take, especially after today. Yesterday, I was wondering, like, at what point do you start defending yourself? Today, what are you defending yourself from? That would be like me hitting my child because he hit me. Like, he's six and his emotions aren't in total control yet. I'm supposed to be the adult, which he doesn't hit aggressively at all. Like, literally has never done that before. But if he did, my reaction, punching back, would only validate that behavior. Instead, I have to be the adult. And when I'm the adult, anyway, that's not the best analogy in the world. But his mouth probably secured the win in September. Wonder why this doesn't pertain to other sports, especially the women's basketball program. Yeah, getting players, better players than they ever have before. That's just a... Yeah. Love the energy Keith and Walker Jones had on Twitter today. Aren't some flash in the pan program. I would almost avoid tweeting too. I've totally changed from yesterday to today. My mindset on that. Just cry it out. You parents, the cry it out method, it does work. I don't know if it'll work in this case, but hope the quote about the stadium being easier to play in and not being 100K capacity gets printed out on every seat in the vault. Yeah, I would make sure people remembered that one. Really do wish they would boycott game day. I would consider it. Don't forget to hit the like button. Yeah, you got to like the video, right? College game day has all these rules and regulations for their crowds, and how do they expect to control the entire Grove bearing down on them? They might not be in the Grove. Ole Miss is going to have the best and worst game days ever, if I had to guess, 2014 and 2026, yeah. Do you think they go to another game that week? Oh, hell no. They're not missing this. You know, Keith doesn't have the backbone to say that. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that he's just going to let ESPN waltz in and all of this happen unchecked. I think all of the quote-unquote fighting is going to be done in the shadows. Game day thing is where I'd like to see Glenn Boyce and Keith Carter take a stand. I don't know how much they can do, but this crap cannot happen in the Grove. See? I mean, you guys are diehard Ole Miss fans. None of you are like, yeah, I can't wait for game day. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, that adds to the day. None of you. None of you. I'm way behind on these comments, by the way. I'm going to scroll past. Sorry, Ed. It's late, and I'm not very sharp anyway. I can tell that I'm being super repetitive and not being very sharp. Sorry. Let's see. Get very bothered when people make fun of my state. If you're from Mississippi, people assume. Yeah, and that's the worst part. But once they come, especially today, if you were here a while ago and you had a bad experience, maybe you did. It's not today. Yes, I will be at SEC Media Days, all 4 days. Because Mississippi State is on day four, they put one of our teams at the very end, so we have to stay all 4 days. But yes, I will be there. The SEC is just tanking itself. Sark's comments didn't even make any sense. It didn't make sense. What he was trying to say is that at Texas, you have to have, I think the number was 60%, actually, at least how it was explained to me by a former Texas student athlete today, that you have to have 60% of your coursework completed at Texas in order to get a degree from Texas, whereas Ole Miss, that's not the case. It's considerably lower. So you can go to school 3 years somewhere else and get a degree from Ole Miss after a semester or whatever. Whereas Texas, you can't do that because 60% of your classes have to be from Texas. That's what he was trying to say. It came out terribly. But again, I would just kind of brush that off. That doesn't matter at all. Who cares? Oh, the Texas coach talked about basket weaving. Okay, who cares? Doesn't matter. Like his team is filled with scholars and future doctors. Give me a break. None of them are, by the way. I'm not a scholar or a future doctor. So the it's they're football players. They're there to play football professionally. That's what they are. Stop talking about academics, man. Give me a break. It's the moral grandstanding that plays well in May, but when you underachieve like they did last year, people don't care. But it's easy to sell now. In your opinion, what is Lane Kiffin's situation looking like in 10 years? If you had to guess, is he coaching? If so, where? A coordinator somewhere. An LSU podcaster said Ole Miss and State should be ashamed for wearing Confederate flags on their helmets still to this day. See, the second you see something like that, it's just that there's it's so beyond incorrect that it's not even worth giving it oxygen. Like you don't even have to tell people it's not even worth your, because it's so wrong. When somebody says something that is so wrong like that, that is so impossibly incorrect, their opinion on anything, their content is invalidated right there. Just done. Don't even give it another thought in your brain when somebody says that. Do you think the stunt by Lane was for recruiting purposes? No, I honestly don't. I think it was for self-image purposes. Wouldn't be surprised if State fans show up in decent numbers in the Grove just to see the chaos. You are going to get Barstool's going to be any content creator, any streamer, any whatever is going to show up trying to capture the chaos that they want so badly to happen. They want you to act like trash. That's what they want, because that'll get clicks on YouTube. That's what they want. PGA Championship, yeah. Maybe Thursday. I'm going to go ahead and hang it up. Guys, I really appreciate you being here. Again, sorry I was not near as sharp tonight as I was last night. I thought I did a better job. If you want to catch that video, go check that out as opposed to tonight. But I appreciate you being here. We'll be live after the game on Thursday, last weekend of the regular season. I'll see you guys then.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.